ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यै नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 एंड टेक्स्ट 3। अथ अन्यत् अपि कृष्णस्य तोकाजरितम् अद्भुतम् मानुषम् लोकम् आसाद्य तत् जातिम् अनुरन्धतः। अथ ऑल्सो अन्यत् अपि अदर पास्ट टाइम्स ऑल्सो कृष्णस्य ऑफ चाइल्ड कृष्णा तोकाचरितम् अद्भुतम्। दे आर ऑल्सो वंडरफुल चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स। मानुषम एज इफ प्लेइंग एज अ ह्यूमन चाइल्ड। लोकमासाद्य appearing on this planet earth in human society, tat jatim exactly like a human child, anurandatah who was imitating, translation and purport by Divine Grace Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, please describe other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality who appeared on this planet Earth imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities like killing Putana. Please repeat. Please describe other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality who appeared on this planet Earth imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities like killing Putana. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadev Goswami to narrate other childhood pastimes exhibited by Krishna while playing as a human child. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates at different times in different planets and universes, and according to the nature of those places, He exhibits His unlimited potency. That a child sitting on the lap of his mother was able to kill the gigantic Putana is extremely wonderful for the inhabitants of this planet. But on other planets, the inhabitants are more advanced, and therefore The pastimes of the Lord performs there are still more wonderful. Krishna's appearance on this planet like a human being makes us more fortunate than the demigods in the higher planets. And therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was very much interested in hearing about him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshe Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So now we are beginning to understand the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto. 10th canto is the most important part of the Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva has given us 1 to 9 canto to understand Krishna. And then in the 10th canto it is described. Mainly it is divided into two parts called Purvard and Uttarard. From chapter 1 to chapter 49, when the Akrura goes to Hastinapur, that is called Purvard or half portion of the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and Uttarard is after from 50th chapter till 90th chapter. To understand Krishna, sometimes people directly jump to the 10th canto, and that again, among the 10th canto, the five chapters of Ras Lila or Ras Panchadhyayi. But we have to be very careful by understanding these pastimes of Krishna. We have to hear from the bona fide spiritual master coming in parampara system. Otherwise, we will misunderstand. Generally, it is advised that we should try to understand Krishna through first from Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. If we can appreciate those, marrying of his 16,008 wives, killing so many demons, then we can try to know the Krishna of the Mathura Leela, and then ultimately the Vrindavan Leela. Krishna is Purna, Purnatar and Purnatam. Actually, again, as we have seen earlier in chapter 5, how Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura, met Vasudev ji, where Vasudev advised him to return as early as possible to Gokula because there may be some disturbances. As soon as Nanda Baba heard this, he became worried about his son Krishna due to the emanating danger, and he began to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's natural. A devotee, whenever he comes to find a calamities, because in material world, somebody is facing more, somebody facing less. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. At every step, there are difficulties coming out. So naturally for devotees, it is natural to always depend, to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, and by His mercy, karmaani nirdayati kintuche bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Krishna can minimize the difficulties or miseries of His devotee. Although devotees, they don't desire for that, they always pray to Krishna that whatever they have to suffer, let them suffer for their activities. But Krishna is so kind that if our hand is to be broken, it's just by a small scratch, he takes away that activities. So, again when Putna came and was killed by Krishna and her body was burnt, the aroma of Chandan came from her body. Why? Because although she came to kill Krishna, Krishna took her as his mother. That the special quality of Putna we already discussed in earlier chapters. Particularly there is also one verse in third canto between the conversation of Uddhava and Vidura, where he is describing the childhood pastimes. Aho bakiyam istanakal kutam himva jighanse yadapi asadvi leve ghatim dhatri ujitam kimanye kamva dayalu sharanam praje. Baki, as you know, sister of Bakasur, she came with Kalkut poison. Kalkut poison is very dangerous poison, came up from the churning of the ocean. Kut, we know one Kut, so the heap of a very dangerous, deadly poison came out, and Lord Shiva drank that, and he became a Neelakantha. He didn't swallow it up, but just put the entire poison in his mouth. So this is a very nice shloka describing the mercy quality of Krishna. In Gaurlila, we also see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was a great devotee and the incarnation of King Vrishabhanu. But he was living like a worldly people with Kushan and so many servants serving him. So Mukunda, he took Gadadhar Pandit for the darshan. He said, we are going to have a darshan of a great Vaishnava. But when they reached there, Gadadhar Pandit within his mind thought, what kind of Vaishnava he is? He appears like a worldly, he was living like a king. So Mukunda, he could understand the feeling of Gadadhar Pandit, and he recited this verse. Mukund was expert in singing the shlokas in different tunes, in different mellows. So as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this, he immediately began to appreciate the mercy quality of Krishna when he killed Putana. And he always began to recite, Kamva Dayalu Sharanam Brajema. How we can take shelter of other than that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who even awarded the post of his mother, just like Yashoda Mai. So Gadadhar Pandit thought, I made an offense towards Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and then he requested to take initiation from him. So this shows how Putna, the first demon Krishna killed, which she got all the same level. In this chapter, we have the killing of Shakatasura. Shakata means, it's called the cart. And after 3 months of Krishna's birth, Krishna took, rolled about one side, it's called Uthan. And Mother Yashoda made a great festival. And after decorating Krishna, she made him to lie down beneath the cart in a cradle. And just like small kids, they move their leg, just like cycling. So Krishna also did it, and beneath that cart, Shakatasura was there. This will come in after this chapter. So, King Parikshit is still continuing his inquiry. And as we see in the yesterday's shloka, there are so many words that in different incarnations, like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, their activities, yen avatarena, whatever incarnation Krishna took, Bhagavan Haririshwara, Bhagavan Lord Hari. And the special quality is that They are the Karna Ramyani. They are very pleasing to hear. But out of those incarnations, the pastimes of Krishna, especially as Bal Leela, is very attractive, very relishing. Because by hearing this, we can become purified. The word used, Shuddhayati Achirena, means very quickly. So Achirena shab, word also comes during the Ras Leela chapter, that if we hear these Ras Leela from the proper source, the effect will be that Achirena Bhavarogo, that Bhavarogo, because of that disease, the lust is the most difficult to be controlled, that will be destroyed by hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Achirena, the same word, very quickly. And that how, as Prabhupada explained the purport, by the bhakti, devotional service. And there are different stairs, adho shuddha, tato sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. So in this way, gradually, by doing, engaging in devotional service, and out of that service, hearing, attentive hearing is very important. One who has heard properly, he can also do the kirtan properly or can recite. Srila Prabhupada used to say that when his Guru Maharaj will speak, he will speak for 3-4 hours, and many big sannyasis and his godbrothers will go off, but Srila Prabhupada will listen. He said that whether I understand or don't understand, but I will keep sitting on the class of my Guru Maharaj. And he observed that, he said, this boy, he doesn't go, he listens attentively, so I'll make him disciple. Second instance, as we have seen in the Brajamandal itself, Parikrama, Srila Prabhupada came for the darshan, and in Kosi, there's a place called Sheshai Vishnu. Kosi, that was the last day, and it was said those who want to go to see darshan of Sheshai Vishnu, they can go. And those who want to stay and hear Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they can stay. So again, Srila Prabhupada preferred to stay and hear from the lotus mouth of his Guru Maharaj. So attentive hearing is very, very important. While we are chanting our japa, or we are doing the Bhagavatam class, we should be able to concentrate our mind. Because Parikshit Maharaj, as you know, recommends that when you hear about the Krishna's childhood pastimes particularly, because naturally child is very innocent. And whatever Krishna did, Manusham, is called Naravat. He is not a human being, but he is performing the activities like a human being. What means? Just similar like that. So, in our human society, we see that children are naturally very restless. Sometimes Krishna will also try to catch fire. Sometimes he will run by catching the tail of the cow. And in this way, he will give in joy, bliss to their mother, Yashoda and Rohini. This almost appears similar to the child of this material world. But still, remaining in with this material world, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mam bhuta maheshwaram. Mudha, when one is ass, another is superlative ass. Gadha and gadheka pitashri, bap. So, those persons, they actually think that Krishna is an ordinary human being, and he has taken the body of an ordinary person. But the two-handed Krishna, is called Narakriti, Dvij Shyam Sundar Swarup, is so attractive that even the impersonalist, the four Kumaras of Brahma, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, Shukadeva Goswami himself, just by hearing this, that particular shloka, that mercy quality of Krishna. Before that he heard also that shloka, Barha Pidam Natvarvapu Karanyokaram, where the rupa or beautiful feature of Krishna has been described, and they can be attracted. Although they were born as a mayavadi, self-realized soul, but devotional service is so attractive. In Lord Chaitanya's pastime, that Atma Ramash shloka also indicated how that Atma Ram, those who are enjoying in themselves, doing Ramana in themselves, they also become attracted by the qualities of Lord Hari. So, lokam asadhya is another significant word, that he is appearing in this planet, bhulok. We have bhulok, bhuvarlok, swarlok. But Krishna takes avatar. Avataran means to come down. Say from top floor, he comes on the ground floor. What purpose? Same paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapna arthaya sabhavami yuvayuge. These two function, and immediately Krishna, when he appeared in this world, he started these two things. By killing the miscreants, Putnavich, and protecting the Brajavasis in front of Vrindavan. He did not have to wait till he becomes young, but Kishore age, but immediately started his function, showing that God is God, whether he is speaking Bhagavad Gita or he is in the lap of Mother Yashoda. So, Anurandhata, actually, Krishna was imitating. Again, there are two words, Anukaran and Anusaran. Anukaran means imitating, and Anusaran means following in the footsteps of the great acharya. So we have to follow, we have to practice Anusaran, not the Anukaran. Because if you try to imitate Krishna, as we have the story of that Phalgu Bhagwan, Phalgu means the false god, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he punished him. Actually, we have a river called Phalgu River in Gaya place. There, from outside, it appears only sand. And once you dig a feet deep, you find the water. Similarly, this detachment of Vairagya is called Phalgu Vairagya, means false renunciation. Externally, we appear to be very renounced, but inside, we are thinking of the material objects. Similarly, it's called one type of vairagya called Markat Vairagya. Markat means monkey. Monkey, he remains even without any clothes, but he is keeping one dozen or two dozen female companion. So that is also not recommended. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, that we have to practice Yukta Vairagya. We have to use everything in serving Krishna. So, this loka is especially fortunate, especially this Kali Yuga. Not only we have the Lord Krishna, who appears once in a day of Brahma, but we have also the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, all other planets, if we go there, Abhrama Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamupetya Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Even if we go up to Brahma Loka, we have to face the same problem. Birth, death, old age and disease. Although the life of Brahma, we say immortal, but he is not immortal. But as compared to the life of an ant or human being, his life cannot be said to be of great duration. And that's why we call his immortal, Amara. But nobody in this material world, whether you go to this planet or that planet, because Krishna's pastimes is also eternal. We call it Pragat Leela and Apragat Leela. Just like sun is visible in this part of the world and the second part is dark. So Krishna is eternal in some or other Brahmand. There are millions and trillions of Brahmand, as in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that if you put mustard seeds in the bucket, that is the position of the millions and trillions of Brahmand, material creation. And again, according to the dimension of particular Brahmand universe, Brahma is having 4 heads, 8 heads, 100 heads. That is story. Again, Chaitanya Charitamrita comes that once Lord Brahma went to see Krishna, and he said, "Doorkeeper, tell Lord that Brahma has come for his darshan." So Krishna inquired him, that ask him which type of Brahma, what kind of Brahma, of which universe. So when doorkeeper asked him, he became a little bit surprised and he said, tell him the father of 4 Kumars. And then Krishna called him and greeted him with respect. Say, what's up, why you have come here? He said, I just came for your darshan, but I have a doubt in my mind. You ask that which Brahma has come. So is there any other Brahmas other than me? Then Krishna mentally he began to call. So many Brahmas with 10-headed, 100-headed, 1,000, millions. And among them it is said that the position of our Brahmaji is like the position of a rabbit in the group of elephants. So even so powerful living entity, that his lok is also being destroyed. So we cannot imitate Krishna. People, they try, especially in Kali Yuga, we have so many types of Bhagawan. One with mustaches, moosh wale, then somebody is with poonch wale. And every year, just like car, we have models. We have this 21 model God, 22 model God. But in fact, nobody knows who God is. The very gross symptoms, you can say, are very gross, is the Bhagavatam first verse. Janma adyasya to advaya itadasya tartusha abhigya swarat. He should be abhigya, cognizant, and swarat, supremely independent. We are saying, I am God, and next moment doctor becomes our God. But everybody has got desire to know Krishna. That is natural, as I said yesterday also, that verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabhu Noe Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaye Uday. Particularly Shri Prabhupada explained this verse to me in London. And when I asked that, how we are going to know our relationship with Krishna, whether it's a servitude or we have a friend or parents. So he said, artificially you cannot know, because although that relationship is dormant in your heart, nitya siddha, but it is by hearing and chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it becomes manifested, udaya. Nobody need to tell you. Thus, when you becomes, your heart becomes clean, shravadi shuddhi chitta karaye udaya. So this means naturally that will be revealed to you. So that is the thing, that we cannot imitate Krishna. That relationship is naturally. The sahajiya, they say, oh, you are this, this, that. But in fact, Krishna prem is everyone's heart. Tad jati. Krishna appeared in the human society, and as Prabhupada explains in the purport, that in his all incarnations, he is exhibiting his unlimited potency. And that potency he shows despite of the desh, kala, and patra. As we see that although the inhabitants of higher planets, they are more advanced. But there Krishna performs the activities according to their caliber, and they also become surprised with the wonderful activities of Krishna. In this planet, as he performed, so demigods, so we think we are more fortunate, as Prabhupada explained in the purport, because Krishna's appearance, janma karma chame divyam yome veti tattvatah tyaktva dvayam punarjanma mameti yuvarjana. So one who knows the activities and appearance of Krishna tattvatah, factually, in truth, by hearing from the pure devotee, he never takes birth. But how we can understand Krishna tattvatah is again explained in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan chashrasmi tattvatah. Same word, tattvatah. There he, Krishna didn't say jnaniya or yogaya. By bhaktya, by devotional service, one can be know Krishna tattvatah. And bhaktya means, as we know, there are 64 parts of devotional service. Among them, 9 are more important: shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, ismaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyamatma nivedanam. And among these 9, the 5 are more important, as mentioned by Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Bhagavat Seva, this granth, Raj, service of book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. Then to live in the holy dhams like Vrindavan, Mathura, and also the taking the shelter of holy name. So among 5 also, the most important is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kali Kale Yuga Dharma Naam Sankirtan. Yuga Dharma, for all the yugas are different, and particularly in Kali Yuga is the Hari Naam, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Naima Vikevalam, Kalau Nastev, Nastev, Nastev Gatiranyatha. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said one, that you can see the potency of holy name. Our Western devotees, their forefathers, even great-grandfathers, they never heard of Krishna's name. But because they are chanting offenselessly, they are, you can see the effect of holy name. So that is the practical aspect. If we are chanting Krishna's name sincerely, without any offense, we can realize Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinitva Naam Naam. What we can realize, that holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself is non-different. Sometimes these atheist people, they do the argument is in the material world, when you chant say Rasgulla, Rasgulla or Mango, Mango, just by chanting you don't get. It's true, in material world the name mango and the substance mango is different. But in the spiritual world, they are non-different. So whatever we are doing, devotional service here, just like mango may be unripe and ripe, but in ripe state, it becomes tasteful. Similarly, we are doing presently Vaidhi Bhakti, according to the order of spiritual master. We rise early in the morning, although we don't want, then we go for Mangala Arati. So gradually, by performing Vaidhi Bhakti, just like unripe mango, it will become ripe and we will begin to get taste. So this bhakti is very practical activity, and nobody can deny that he does not have any qualification. We are dovetailing everything in serving Krishna. As Krishna is unlimited, his service is also unlimited. So whatever quality we have, we should use that in serving Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada used to see, If somebody is having 1% Krishna consciousness, 99% other thoughts, you will always see the 1% and you will try to increase it. That's a duty of an acharya. By his example, he can engage everyone. Srila Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, engaged everyone, even in different service of Krishna. Just like his temple was built by our godbrother, Surabhi Swami. He used his talent, all the pictures. They were doing the same thing before, but when they came to Krishna consciousness, they used the same thing for serving Krishna. So, I think time is... Yeah. So I just read the shloka again. Please describe other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality who appeared on this planet Earth, imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities like killing Putana. So are there any comments or questions? Because although demigods are living in higher planets, they still have the sense of material enjoyment, and sometimes they can also rebel against Krishna because of power of Indra and Brahma is the example. But we as a human being in the planet, we are so fortunate that personally we are seeing Krishna, and Krishna is giving so many instructions from the Bhagavad Gita, and we can take full advantage. Because it's also said that to leave the body is a test how much we have cultivated Krishna consciousness. They said that every time, even the great sages and demigods try to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the time of death, but it's very, very difficult. So by the Krishna's mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it's becoming so easy. So in that sense, we are fortunate to come to the demigods.
Why is it difficult?
Hmm?
Why that is difficult?
Because if you are not have done Krishna consciousness throughout your life, at the time of death, whatever we have done, it comes like a film.
Although
they found that nectar, it means their life is very long. And moreover, they are so much engrossed in the sense enjoyment, they don't want to go to higher planets. And third point, they are living as long as their pious activities are there. Kshine prani martalokam vishanti. You go to a hotel, 5-star hotel, you have money, you can enjoy the things, and you have to come back again.
So,
no, you have to perform, come to Karma Bhumi, and then you can
even
go to...
Even the demigods have to come here and go?
Yeah, they have to go and engage in devotional service. Then only, because Mukunda means one who can give you liberation, only Krishna can give you the liberation if we engage in the devotional service of Krishna.
Okay, and one more question I have. I was reading Krishna book there. According to the different level of devotion, Prabhupada has written what should one read, what should one hear. So for the woman it was written that they should read Mahabharata. My question to you is Mahabharata is having such...
No, it is not that. It is not that. It's there for Mahabharata. It is meant for the less intelligent and the women class.
Yes.
But if you are engaged in Krishna consciousness, there is no need reading Mahabharata. Although Bhagavad Gita is also part of Mahabharata, but we are more concerned with the direct Krishna katha, katha emanating from Krishna. It's not disturbing, but the only thing is we have to hear from the proper source.
Yeah.
Rajidya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Only I was just spending a portion of meeting Srila Prabhupada and then you asked the question about your Swarupa. And then you said,
there is no deadline time. You can realize within a moment, or just like King Khatwang was. But the thing is, as example is given in Bhagavatam, that once you eat, and nobody need to tell that your thirst is, hungerness is being dissipated. Similarly, by engaging devotional service, actually Prabhupada gave one more example that the duty of acharya, guru, is to get yourself married with Krishna. Then how to behave, that you will learn automatically within the, because Paramatma is there within your heart, and he will guide you, Krishna will guide you. So there is no deadline. But the only thing in our hand is to chant Hare Krishna, do the service, and pray to Guru and Krishna. They will give them.
One last, only about your explaining on the Yoga Vairagya. Being in Islam, like when somebody comes, we have all the facilities of covering Islam now. So becoming detached from the facilities becomes more difficult than me.
No, it's
how
not.
Use the facility at the same time,
not there is a very minute demarcation that how long we are going to use the facilities for serving Krishna and for own itself. So we have to be very careful. Outside people, they may think that we have all the facilities. As Srila Prabhupada once said, that we want the money of the entire world and we want to spend also, but nobody will give us the money. The thing is, whatever we get, we have to be very careful, because you cannot cheat Guru and Krishna. Maybe for a few years you become very big devotee, so many flights and so on. But ultimately, you're going to be exposed and you will have to face the consequences. So everything, just like we keep mortgage, things we are keeping a mortgage. So this human body is being, let's say, mortgaged by Krishna to serve him. So whatever facilities we are getting, we should try to serve with those facilities. Then that is Yukta Vairagya. Otherwise, in India or anywhere, we have Bhogi Yogi or Bhogi Vairagi.
Hare Krishna. In the beginning of the class, how you have mentioned that a devotee takes shelter of Krishna in particular difficult situations. So, a devotee actually faces difficulties not outside but within also. So, I mean, as compared to any person outside, they do not even realize that they have problem of lust, anger, or greed or whatever. So, how exactly, practically, what points we can consider, or how exactly we should take shelter when we are having difficulty from within?
We should take shelter for Krishna 24 hours a day, because nobody knows. Again, the example is that we think that there is difficulty we are not facing presently, we may face it, but actually absence of miseries, we think happiness. Just like a king, when he used to punish someone, he will drown him in the water. And when he feels suffocation and he will take out, he says, oh, I'm very happy. But just absence of that period, till he is above the water, and again king drowned him. So everybody is having difficulties. So we should pray to Krishna and Guru that please help us to become serve you and serve you in service. So whether it's inside or outside, it's the same thing. You have to be very careful.
So sometimes, let's say when a person is inside, so let's say anger attacks or lust comes to speak, how exactly we should try to handle
it? We can use it in serving Krishna. Hanumanji example of using his anger, but he is a great devotee. As long as, actually Prabhupada again wrote in one letter that as long as one's own honor and respect is concerned, one should be humbler than the blade of grass, tranadapi suni chena. But if Krishna and his pure devotees bless him, we should not remain tolerant, but we can become angry like Lord Nrisingadev. So for others, our Guru's respect, Krishna's respect, we can show our anger. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.